John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Irrational and emotionally fragile by nature, female co-workers are a peculiar animal. They are very insecure about their appearance. Be sure to tell them how good they look every day.
That's right.
Even if they're homely and unkempt.
You're
doing a great job, Muriel, and you're prettier than Mamie Van Doren.
I agree with that.
And remember, nothing says good job like a firm, open palm slap on the behind.
Rules to live by. Rules to work by. We adhere to that here. I'll tell you that.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I have a feeling about today's show that it's going to be almost good. It's going to be the highest level of mediocre that a show can be. And for us?
Oh, that's awesome.
That is great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
You never want to shoot too high.
No, you shoot too high, you got one place to go.
Yeah.
Down.
People have expected.
But I have my headphones turned up just a shade. I'm sorry we have to do this stuff on the air, but I used to have my own headphone back when we were state of the art.
Mm-hmm.
And my own headphone knob.
When this equipment was new?
Yeah, in 82 or something.
Yeah.
I had a headphone knob, and I don't have that anymore. Welcome to the
Turn
large
it up
morning.
A shade.
Yeah, you never heard that? Just a
no,
shade?
No, I have, but why is it a shade?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. A notch makes sense. There are notches.
Or a titch. Do people say
bit.
That? A titch? Isn't that like a very short measurement?
Turn it up an RCH.
Well, yeah, I know that one. That one makes sense. That one makes
RCH
sense.
Is the finest. That's
yes, that's,
really
that's
nice.
The finest of all fine.
Yes.
Sorry, folks, do not email me and ask me.
Most guys know what that is.
You know when I first heard that expression? The guy that taught me to fly.
Why are, though, on that one?
Red.
Oh, well, I know that.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did I blurt
because
that out?
I think, well, look, here, it's red.
How about
hair.
Fine.
It's red it's something fine. Here. I think red hair is
thinner?
Is
yes.
More fine.
It is.
If you measured the width of a red hair.
I thought blonde hairs were more
no,
thin
because
and
they're
fine
generally
than
not
that.
Really blonde.
Like that Snow White blonde.
No, red hair is very
I
fine.
I believe we've established at some point in history that red hair was the finest, finest hair. And the smallest width or diameter of the hair. So the term, just an RCH, just a red something hair, means so slightly. And I never heard that until the guy taught me to fly. He was trying to talk to me about adjusting the throttle on the plane. He said, you just want a minor adjustment, just an RCH. And I said, what? What? And then he couldn't believe I didn't know what that meant. So he told me, and then I thought, hey, that's pretty funny. And I never forgot it after that. As I was saying, welcome. And I mean that. You know, a lot of people say welcome. They don't really mean it. Hey, welcome, everybody. They don't mean it. It's not genuine. This is genuine. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I have two people in the room with me that make this show possible, and I usually wait till later to introduce them. I'd like to introduce them now. Ladies and gentlemen, Eon the Peon.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
no. Thank you,
changing
buddy.
Things around.
Wow. It's unexpected.
Man who's been part of the deal for many, many years, and people say, would you even know what to do without him? And I go, sure. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you. Kind words.
And, you deserve them. And now we're off and running. Where to start? I think I'll start with a story that's a true story that happened yesterday. And the point of it is to point out that we're all, in many ways, very much alike. In many ways, we're very, very different. You folks listening and us, me and Peon and Dan, but in many ways, we're alike. And if you're honest, there was at least one time in your life when you were on the verge of accusing somebody of doing something, and then you find out they didn't do it. And you actually screwed something up, and it wasn't somebody else's fault. Now, as I tell this story, maybe something will come to your mind, Dan, or... Dan, I can't imagine you haven't done this several times in your life.
Oh, I do.
Screwed something up and start to blame somebody else. Now, yeah. I could give examples. Let's say I write down and make a note of something that an advertiser gave me and said, hey, be sure to mention our special event we're having on June 4th. And when I take the information down, write July 4th. And then I go on and I say it wrong, and then the advertiser says, hey, you had the wrong date. And I go, that's the date you gave me. And, you know, and it turns out, and then you make a big deal out of it, and it turns out they pull proof that somehow they can prove, no, look here, here's what I sent you. It's clearly said, wah, wah, and you feel like an idiot. So this happened to me yesterday. This involves somebody that I have some really nice things to say about, the Hollywood Casino, the people at Hollywood Casino. Let me set the stage by saying, and I've talked about this before, I put a lot of money through the video poker machines at Hollywood Casino. And when I say a lot of money, I mean by almost anybody's standards, it's a sick, ridiculous amount of money. But I enjoy it, and it's I know it's horrible, but when I go there, I generally park in the garage. I was there Thursday night. As soon as this show was over, couldn't get there fast enough. Can't wait to get in there and start giving them money. And I normally park in the parking garage, but because I have this new car from Landolf, I went up to the entrance, and there's a valet area there. And if you give the guy 10 or 20 bucks, they'll let you park the car yourself and just leave it. And I just said, I've done this before, if you don't mind, if you'll tell me where to park it, put me in a place you won't need to move anything, and we'll just leave it there, and that way nobody has to move. And he says, sure. His name's Lewis. Nice guy. Put it right over there. And I put it over there, and I parked it. And I said, okay, I'll be out after a while. I said, what time do you get off? And he said, 2 o'clock. So that's exactly when I decided I would leave, 2 o'clock, while he was on duty and he knew where my car was and he knew to get me the key fob and I'm out of there. So I go in. I will tell you that two or three times during the night from 7 till 2 in the morning, I went to the window to make sure my car hadn't been moved. I'm weird like that. And it hadn't. Same spot. 2 o'clock Friday morning, I go home. I go to the lake Friday. I don't take that car. That car sits in my garage and doesn't move till yesterday. Yesterday, I get in the car to come to work here. Something is missing from my car. Something that's always in my car. And I had this weird feeling. Wait a minute. The only place this car has been is the valet parking area, the Hollywood Casino. So I called my hostess. When you're a sick, pathetic gambler and you spend enough money, you have a hostess. You have your own hostess. Now, she's other people's hostess, too. But I called her and I said, I am missing. And I told her what it was. And I said, it was in the car because it's always in the car. This car was there Thursday night. I told her the hours. And I said, it's not in the car now. I said, we're going to have to see what we can what happened here? And she said, absolutely. Now, when I tell you the story, one of the reasons I'm telling it is because of the professionalism and the way these people handled something that was my own blunder. And it's embarrassing. But I, the one thing I will tell you is if I make a mistake or do something wrong, I want to jump in. That's why I would probably be either a really good or a really bad politician, because I'd be that guy who right up front goes, I had sex with everybody that works with me, and I've got three illegitimate children, and what else do you want to know? And he'd be out there. And then people would go, we don't want that guy. Or they'd go, we do want that guy. So the process was I called him, and I told him, I said, I work in the afternoon, so I can't really do much until after 6 o'clock. This was yesterday, and they said, well, you need to call the police and file a police report. So I called the Maryland Heights Police Department, and they said, where did this happen? I said, Hollywood Casino is where I think it happened. I mean, that's the only place it could have happened. That's the only place the car has been except my house. And they said, call us from the casino. We want you to be there. Then we'll send an officer out. So call us when you get there. I leave here last night. I go to the casino. I talk to a secure, nice guy, Paul, in security. He said, so what's the issue? Tell me again. I told him. He'd been briefed. He pulled me up on the computer. He said, okay, is this your correct phone number? Blah, 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 blah. What kind of car you were driving? I told him. Where was it parked? I told him. He said, all right. He said, go out to your car. Where is it now? I said, it's the same place right now. I said, parked out front. He said, go out there. I'm going to send a security guy to meet you. He's going to take some information, and then we'll have the Maryland Heights police come over. I go out, and I'm waiting for this officer in a security vehicle to come to meet me. And as I'm standing there, I look up, and I see a camera. Lewis, the valet guy, helped, because I said, Lewis, aren't there cameras here? And he pointed straight up. He said, yeah. And I thought, okay, that's a 360-degree camera. The video taken from that night would clearly show my car and if anybody got in my car or opened the door to my car. So I'm standing there last night, and I started thinking about something, and I thought, if I were Hollywood Casino and this guy had called about 1:30 and said, hey, I'm missing something from my car, here's when I was there. Between that call at 1:30 and the time I got there last night at 6:30, 6:40, I'm thinking the first thing they would do is go look at the security video. And by last night when I got there, somebody would have said to me, we have looked at the video. We know who this was, and we're taking care of it. We're so sorry. They didn't say that.
That never happened.
They didn't say that. So I thought, I stood there. I just stood in the parking in front of the casino last night looking at that camera, and I'm thinking, all right, there's something missing here. And I just stood there. And I know this security guy's on the way over, and I looked up at Lewis, and I said, Lewis, get on your radio, tell the guy, I'm out of here. I'm going home.
Idiot!
Yeah, because all of a sudden, I realized that Memorial Day weekend, this thing that was in the car, I very possibly and even almost probably took it out to take it to the lake. I leave last night, can't get home fast enough. Boom, there it is in my house.
Oh.
Now, I made 5 phone calls last night apologizing. And I apologize to everybody along the way, to Liz at Hollywood Casino, to Anne Marie at Hollywood Casino, to Paul, to Leroy, to everybody involved. And I said, this is on me. I am so sorry I put anybody to any trouble. You know what they said to me? They said, no, this is not a problem. And they said, one of the people I talked to said, here's what we noticed. You never accused us of anything. You said it was missing, and this is the last place the car was. We have no problem here. And the way these people dealt with me, and for example, nobody along the line ever said, oh, no, not our staff. Nobody here would do anything like that. Or you must be mistaken. Are you sure? They never did that. What they probably should have done is said, all right, now look, is there any possibility that maybe you're wrong here and that you think back, think hard? But they didn't do that. Everybody I talked to said, we will get to the bottom of this. We will find out what. So to Hollywood Casino, I say, you got a terrific team and security team, and you know how to deal with people and treat people. And please don't call me and go, well, I was playing cards one night and the dealer wasn't very, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the security people that I dealt with. But every one of you has probably had in your life, and I've had it a couple of times, where you are convinced that somebody else did something, and then you, wah, wah, it hits you. Uh-oh. Maybe they didn't do it. So I guess the lesson here is don't lash out and accuse unless you are absolutely positive that this is what happened. So it was a great learning experience. As old as I am, I'm still learning stuff. So you still learn to not be a schmuck, even at this age. But I was very impressed. By the way, I need a casino to advertise for. We had one for a long, long time, and the knuckleheads hired an out-of-town agency. We had a tremendous relationship, a long relationship, and they hired a stupid ad agency, and they changed everything and pulled the plug. So I'm wide open for Hollywood. You already got a bunch of my money. I've given you enough money you can pay for your advertising for the next 5 years, 10 years, okay, 30 years. So we need a casino on this show, and I'd love for it to be that one because, one, it's 10 minutes from here, so it's a real convenience for me. But that, can you think of one time when you ever thought somebody that, and then you found what you were missing, or the mistake was yours, not somebody else's? I guess it's a kind of a hard thing to pull up in your head.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but I know it's happened before. I know that I've done that before.
I'm so rarely sure I'm positive about anything that I question myself all the time.
My problem is I always think I'm right.
Right. Yeah. See,
you're smart.
I'm unsure about everything.
You're smart to always be unsure. That may seem like a bad trait, but it's really not. That way you're not ever going to, falsely, not accuse, but suspect somebody. What else? Burke segment. We have any Burke segment before we break? You want to break, then do the Burke?
Sure.
Let's break. We come back. We do the Burke segment. Then we're going to take your calls. And here are the numbers. The first number, the most important number, because that's the one with the most lines into it. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'll take a break. We come back. Do the Burke segment. Take your calls. If you don't mind holding a couple minutes. In fact, if you're holding, we'll take your calls before the Burke segment. American Equity Mortgage, 22 years. Give or take a month or two, doing what they do. What they do is this. They help people get in houses, so they're no longer renters, but they're homeowners. They also get people second mortgages. They give people loans for things they need or to pay off bad loans. Best example of a bad loan, credit card debt. People don't think of that as a debt. When you think debt, you think, well, you go sit down with somebody at the desk, sign some papers, borrow some money, here's the interest rate. That's what credit card use is. You're borrowing money. Think about it. You go to the store, you buy something, you give them a credit card. You didn't give them any money. You're borrowing money. Now, you can pay it back when the bill comes, or you can drag it out and make minimum payments. They will show you how, if you're a homeowner, that is a really stupid idea. Maybe not once or twice or three times, but long term, it's stupid. Use the equity in your house to get that mess paid off, or you'll be paying for 20 years trying to get out from under that. American Equity Mortgage, not to be confused with anybody else, not to be confused with somebody who says, we've been in business 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else? Okay, because we've been in 22 years. Not to be confused with somebody with a similar number or name. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, the main highways around St. Louis, not that bad, but we do have some construction issues causing problems on westbound Route 15 in Illinois between Frank Scott Parkway and the Shrine. You're going to find all sorts of construction repaving operations there causing a slowdown. And then we also have some road work that's going on westbound 270 between the Canal Bridge and Riverview. And now, because people taking Riverview are using Dunn Road, we've got a crash at Dunn and Riverview. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you to get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jackson, it's Hump Day on McGraw Live, and we've got plenty of guests to start your Wednesday morning right.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt calls in. Kat Neville from Feast Magazine joins us in studio. And McGraw has a great conversation about soccer's World Cup with New York Times sports columnist George Vesey. It's McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a festival.
It's fun.
It's the longest continually running St. Louis metro area festival.
It's Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Glasses Park.
There's also a pre-opening event Thursday, June 5th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., where you can check out the rides and sample food and drink from several area food trucks.
There'll be two fireworks performances to light up the night sky, both Friday and Saturday nights at 9:20 p.m.
And on Saturday, there's the parade beginning at 9 a.m.
Throughout the entire weekend of Bowen Days, most activities and entertainment are free, except for the rides, food, and drink.
Bowen Days features high-quality musical entertainment on the main stage Friday and Saturday till close, with more music in the Bowen Days Beer Garden tent.
Bowen Days is a family-oriented event, so load up everyone into the family truckster and celebrate.
And because there's no parking at Vlasis Park, free shuttles will run continuously from the Target store in Manchester Road in Holloway and the Old Town Plaza on Manchester.
For more on the activities at Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasis Park, go to bowendays.com.
Have you been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? You're taking the prescribed medications, but your blood sugars are still high and you're frustrated. You have no energy, you're gaining weight, but your real worry is the complications of diabetes. Numbness and tingling, vision loss, kidney failure, and heart attacks, to name a few. Here at Premier Healthcare, we have helped hundreds of patients just like you lower and stabilize their blood sugars, increase their energy, lose weight, and reduce or eliminate their diabetic medications under the supervision of their prescribing doctor. In many cases, our patients have become non-diabetic. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of diabetes. He customizes a diet for each patient based on their test results and takes a natural approach to reversing their diabetes. If you're serious about beating your type 2 diabetes, call our office today at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with diabetes.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Are you in the market for a new Electrolux appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with 4 locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and tax dollars out of the state when you can shop Electrolux appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guess who this is? Just had a birthday.
I found a picture of you.
Yep, Pat Boone.
Oh.
This is when he was trying to change his image.
Oh, yeah. Pat Boone does the Pretenders.
We're about to launch into the Burke segment. Last night I stayed up later than I should have, and I had recorded on Spike TV the tribute to Don Rickles. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Funny. Holy cows, that's funny. Terrible. This guy.
Tina Fey and
Amy Poehler were hilarious. Yeah. And Tina Fey got up and says, you know, it's almost as if I can feel his spirit. It's like he's in the room. And Amy said, he's not dead. He's sitting right over there. Yeah. It's just so funny. And they showed some old vintage clips of Rickles. There are only two people that I've ever seen be able to get away with the kind of things these guys say, Chris Rock and Don Rickles. And Chris Rock's derogatory, belittling, demeaning statements about black people. He can do it because he's black. But Rickles can do it about black people, too, and it's amazing.
I know.
It was at the Apollo Theater. And he got the Apollo Theater is a black, the whole heritage is black performers. And Rickles couldn't get on the stage because he's got this flesh-eating disease, and he looks really bad, but he still got it. And they handed him the mic at his seat, at his table. And he said, look around this Apollo Theater, the black history and the heritage. Where are all the black people? Because it was Steve Martin and David. There's all these white people. He goes, well, where are the black people? He says, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he says, and there's probably some people with you, but they're in my room right now stealing my stuff.
I know.
And nobody else could do it. Nobody could do that. Mm-mm. And the black people laughed, the white people laughed. It was a fun thing. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sure it'll pop up again on Spike TV. Now, the Don Rickles tribute. It's time now for the Burke segment. Who has something?
Go ahead, Dan. You want to go first or no?
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for a text from
permission?
My sister.
Permission
no.
to tell a story?
No. Not from permission to tell a story. To try
some
and
of the
find
details
out
of the story.
Yeah, some of the details of the story that I don't remember from last night.
Well, do you think she'll text you right back?
She should, unless she's in a...
Well, then you'll tell us.
I can go first.
You'll tell us what you know of the story after we start with Peon. Peon, what do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw the story a couple days ago, and it's right up my alley. These new
cruisers. I like that expression with you because you're a bowler.
Right up my alley.
Right up my
yes.
alley. Yeah.
Looks like something I might be interested in doing. These new cruises that are coming out. They're 180-day cruises. Have you heard of these?
180 days?
Yeah. That's a long cruise. Now, this has to cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And some of these boats have, I don't know if you've seen some of the suites they have on some of these nicer boats.
I have not been part of that.
Oh, my goodness. But, this one.
Well, it's like a condominium.
Oh, yeah. And it's Oceania. Well, this is one cruise line that's doing. And actually, they have two 180-day cruises, but they run back-to-back. So, essentially, you could be on the boat for a year if you do both cruises. And they go to different cities and everything.
Cities? They better go to different countries.
Well, yeah. 150 different cities in 70 countries they do.
Wow.
The luxury suites. What would you guess for the
price?
180-day cruise.
180 or two 180s?
Just one 180.
I'm going to go...
Oh, wow.
Hang on. $300,000.
Oh, well, no, you overshot a little bit. $81,000 to $123,000. Those are the luxury suites.
I do not think that's bad.
And those are the high-end suites. The lower, the regular rooms,
bad.
The cheapest rooms are $45,000 a piece.
If you've got money, is that per person?
Per room, I think. So,
wow.
I'm assuming that's
really surprised at that.
Yeah.
Well, let's break it down. A regular cruise in a nice, not as nice as this, but a nice balcony Royal Caribbean type thing. Let's say for a week that's going to cost you, they don't do it per room, they do it, but let's say at two people, that's going to run you $6,000.
Oh, you think?
Five.
Yeah, I would say five.
Okay, well, four. Let's go low. Four. That's 1 week.
All right, and then multiply that by
10 weeks would be 40.
Half the year.
My goodness, 10 weeks of that, yeah. And that's a conservative, would be $40,000. So 20 weeks is $80,000. 40 weeks would be 100. Man, I think that's a great deal.
Yeah, cheapest are $250 a day, which is $45,000 for the cheapest room. So $250 a day.
That sounds like a steal to me.
Yeah. But
what's the minimum time you can book? You have to do 180, right?
Yeah, well, for these cruises, I mean, they have, yeah.
If you're asking would I do it, it depends on me. No, because I have a grandson now, and I don't want to be gone that long. But do I think I would do it otherwise? Yeah, absolutely, depending on where they go and how big the ship is. And you got to assume you're off that ship more than you're on it because of all the places you're going.
Oh, sure.
So you're not going to get claustrophobic or, you know, cabin fever.
No, I'd love to do that.
I think it's a
great way to see the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was pretty interesting. And another thing, the second thing I have is...
Is that food, too?
No, I don't think so.
On the ship?
I think every, you know, nowadays...
That's just the room?
Yeah.
But the food is usually included on the cruise ship.
If it's a real cruise ship.
Right.
I would think. See, maybe that's how they get you. The price of the room is really good, but then you've got to buy your meals.
Right.
So you'll spend another $50,000.
Yeah. It just said for the room, so that could be true. Another thing, I heard this commercial on satellite radio. I don't think it runs at all on regular radio, but have you heard of this thing called the Squatty Potty?
Yes.
Have
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Have you looked into buying this?
No, I don't even know what it looks like. But I guess you put it under your legs or something?
Essentially, it's a stool. It's like a step mule. Pardon the pun, stool.
Oh, use another term.
Yeah.
It's like an
ottoman.
Yes, and it fits around the bottom of your toilet, so you can push it where it goes around the
front where your legs are.
Yes,
right?
And then when you place yourself on the toilet, you can bring it out, and it's a place for your feet to go, and it looks like it raises your feet maybe a foot off the ground.
So think of a recliner where the thing comes out, the foot thing comes out.
Yes,
you're sitting with your legs out,
not out. You put your feet on them, so it's just raising your feet up, but you're not like
you're sitting in a real low shoe shine stand.
Yes.
And your feet your knees are kind of up.
Your knees
elevated.
Are up higher. And apparently what this thing is for.
It helps clean you out more?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Apparently there's a, with that, the way that I went to the website and looked at how they describe this thing works. There's a muscle down there that when you are seated in the regular toilet position,
mm-hmm.
it kind of crimps off.
The
flow there, the
passage,
I'm not gonna get
the movement.
Yes, but when you, and have you seen a lot of people, and we talked about it, you know, a few months back, the toilets in other countries where there is no toilet, essentially there's a hole in the ground, and you hover, you squat, essentially, and so they say that when you're in that squatting position, that muscle is not tight around the...
It's not constricting.
It's not constricting the... Right. So you're able to eliminate...
How much is this thing?
I think they're only about $40 a piece.
I would never buy that. I think it sounds like something that a lot of people
would medical where it could work.
But I think when you get it, you'll go, you'll be kidding me. This doesn't do anything. That's what I think. I just think it's one of those things you'd be sorry you bought.
Yeah, so...
Somebody just said, look up the Shiwi.
I think I've heard of the Shiwi.
Shiwi?
Isn't that a thing that, like a funnel or something, where if you're a woman, you know how a guy can go in a jar?
Oh, yeah, I've seen these before. They've sold these in, like, catalogs before.
Shiwi, ladies can put this funnel type thing down on their Bugatti, and it funnels the stuff where you can pee in a jar.
Right, essentially, it's like one of those, where you can stand, a woman could
stand and go
to the bathroom.
Like you're camping or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd go.
And then another thing I have is, you still haven't got your text?
No.
This is a pretty neat thing I saw yesterday. Apparently, Harry Carey of Chicago Cubs fame, they found recently he kept a diary, but it wasn't really a diary. It was like a day book, and he kept it for, I guess, business purposes, where he would write down business lunches, and I guess he got compensated for, at the time, at the time he was working for the Chicago White Sox in 1972, and he was essentially, one of his jobs was trying to get people, more people to come to the game, so he would do business lunches and things like that, but apparently he kept track of every, all the drinks he had during that course of that year, who he had them with.
Oh my goodness.
And it would seem like, I think the total here, he was in a bars for like 340 days of the 365 days of the year. And wow. It's pretty neat. So they had, somebody has this memorabilia somewhere. But so you can go back and read who he had drinks with, you know, all these famous celebrities and different business people and things like that. And he has little notes about what happened.
What he drank?
He has prices. I don't know. I don't know if he had individually what drinks he had, but here they go. And they have one January 1st, so the first date of the year. He visited four bars that day.
Wow.
The back room, which was on Rush Street, and three other places that are long gone. And he has expenses of $10.30 at one place, $9.97. $10.895, which doesn't seem like a lot now.
That's a drink each place.
But back then, they said you could get a six-pack of old-style beer for $1.29.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Just on that one day alone, he is. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Was a guy that, you know, if he ever wanted to go out and not be bothered, just take those glasses off, those big windshields.
You think he wouldn't get noticed
otherwise?
I don't
think he would. I think the glasses, that was Harry Carey, was those big glasses.
As
soon as he went, hey, as soon as he spoke, you know, oh, that's Harry Carey.
Yeah, I'm just taking this
as an assumption,
but I'm sure as soon as you walked in a bar that Harry was in, you would know he was there.
Yeah, I think he wanted people to know he was there.
Didn't wear glasses when he was with the Cardinals. He didn't get that.
Not
look.
Those big. He wore glasses, but not those big.
Those big horn rim
ones.
Things.
Yeah, he wore regular glasses. But
is that it for you?
Yes,
Dan. What do you have?
Okay, I did not get a text from my sister, but my sister was at a grocery store last night.
That is a great story.
Thank you. And that's all I have.
All right.
No, she was at a grocery store and she was standing in line, and there was a guy right behind her, and then another guy right behind her, and she noticed the guy. That was.
You said there was a guy behind her. There was a guy behind her.
There was a guy behind her, and then another guy behind him.
Okay.
And this guy behind my sister, the guy that was behind the last guy in line.
I'm getting a headache.
I know.
Behind the guy who was behind her.
Yes.
Okay.
He had a yarmulke on.
I know.
So
maybe people don't know what that is.
He's Jewish.
That's a little cap. Skull cap. Okay.
Yes. So. This guy that's standing right behind my sister was just a big, loud, insensitive, kind of jerky guy. And he just, the guy with the yarmulke put some stuff on the, you know how they have those little dividers, you can put that. And he put some stuff on the belt. And this guy turns around and he says, "Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know beanie heads like that stuff." And he kept calling
him a beanie head.
Yeah, beanie head.
Never heard that term.
I haven't either. And she said it was so uncomfortable. And this guy kept saying beanie head. And then he said he's going to have to go get his beanie to go get so he could go buy this stuff. And then he said something about, I had no idea Jews like that sort of stuff. And then he said beanie heads. And then he turns around to my sister and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Are you Jewish?" And she says, "No, but I think the guy behind you might be because he's wearing a yarmulke."
That doesn't make any sense. He's worried about insulting your sister.
Yeah.
Yet he's in front of the guy with the yarmulke saying, "Hey, you Jews, you beanie heads."
Yes.
Well, the guy just ignoring him, hopefully.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he didn't say anything. He just kind of ignored him. And even the cashier just kind of ignored the guy. And it's like.
You brought up a good question.
I'm guessing the guy was.
He wasn't intoxicated.
No, he older. Was he really?
She didn't say how old he was.
But here's what made me wonder. And I don't know the answer to this. Are there people who wear those all the time? The guy was in the grocery store, for goodness sake. Is this a holiday or something? Or are there just people who always wear the yarmulke? I need some Jewish people to tell me.
I think the more religious ones do.
Orthodox. Orthodox, right? That's what you mean. The Orthodox Jews.
I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody call us. Yeah. Does anybody wear the yarmulke all the time? Is that all you have?
That was all I had, but I wish I knew what the item was. I
tried do too.
To text
I'd love
her.
To know. Pork? That would make sense. Hey.
It wasn't pork. I know that. It wasn't pork. It was something that was odd, and he just went off, and she said he was so loud and kept saying, oh, beanie heads like that, and then he starts saying Jews, and then he turns around to my sister after the guy has the yarmulke on.
Maybe she'll call and tell you what the item was. All right, let's close this Burke segment. Our segment's officially closed. We got time for a quick call or two. Then we'll take a break, do some news, some other stuff. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. I'm A.M. and P.M.
Well, it's actually... Say it again. You're what?
I'm A.M. and the P.M.
She got it. She got it. Well, we're glad to hear that. And what can we do for you?
I would like to know the name of that... I don't know what to call it that Peon was talking about.
Oh, the squatty potty.
Squatty potty?
Yeah, squatty potty.
Or the shee-wee.
Are you interested in the shee-wee? The shee-wee is so women can pee standing up, like in a jar, or if you're camping or something. You don't want to squat in the woods. The shee-wee is like a funnel. The squatty potty, are you interested in peeing or pooping? Which are you interested
pooping.
In? Well, that would be the squatty potty.
Yeah, I had recently. I had given a lot of thought to inventing one of those things because it is true.
It is
your body is functioned so that you should squat when you use the toilet because that helps you eliminate a lot better.
Now, are you a nurse?
No, I'm not. I'm just interested.
She's
in
just studied it.
This kind of makes sense.
It does align your because they showed like one of those half section bodies with like the intestines and the rectum and all that, and it rectum. Does seem to align it when you're in that position.
Well, Kathy may be onto something here. $40 he said it was, and
$40.
Yeah, get it online. Squatty.
I think so.
That's potty.
So.
Yeah, and the other thing I heard and learned, and this makes sense to me too, is some guys sit down to pee. Because they don't want to hear their wives yelling because they splatter. I've heard that is not a good idea because you don't completely empty your bladder when a guy sits to pee. He's not made to do that, and there's some residual stuff that can...
You can get an infection?
Yeah, so that makes
Maybe
sense
Maybe you should stand
too.
On your head. That would help you eliminate everything.
Well, especially early in the morning. In the morning when you wake up, Mr. Happy's pointing to the sky. You stand on your head.
Yeah, I'm tired of hitting the shower curtain.
Kathy, I know this is kind of an awkward request, but if you get one and it works, would you call us?
I sure will.
All right, Kathy.
And that's true. The overseas, they do have holes in the ground, and you use the toilet, and that's the way you should use it.
No, I'm not gonna question you. You sound like you know what you're talking about. Kathy, thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And Emily
Bye-bye.
Is Jewish. She said she might be on
Evelyn
the show.
Evelyn is Jewish?
Emily.
Let's talk to Emily. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Did you call to tell me if some people wear yarmulkes all the time?
Well, yeah, they do. I missed kind of just the beginning part of Dan's story, but about what happened at the store. But yeah, there are some people who are Orthodox. Your terminology was right.
You know where this would be a great idea and a solution. If a guy is going bald and he starts going bald, turn Jewish and wear that yarmulke, because they're so concerned about
Judaism,
covering the bald spot. now you're you got it covered. Literally, you got it covered. And you wear that thing, and nobody sees your bald spot. But they wear it everywhere? From the time you get up, you put it on, and correct? Or just when you're out in public? Which is it?
Uh-oh, did we lose
Emily?
Oh, she lost her cell signal.
Well, it didn't sound like you lost it. Sometimes yeah, it's phone cool. system. Inevitable. One more. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
AM and the PM.
That's the way everybody should be.
I kind of, luckily I didn't accuse anybody, but I got a lost item story.
Okay, real quickly, go ahead.
One of my favorite singers is Jean Shepherd. She's a country music singer.
I know who she is, yeah.
Yeah, and I have a big dresser in my room, and I alphabetize all my CDs, all the A's, B's, C's together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I lost my Jean Shepherd CD. And I almost accused one of my buddies of stealing it, but I'm glad I didn't, because about 2 weeks later I was going through my Journey CDs, And I found, you know, Journey starts with a J, too. I found my Gene Shepherd CD in the J's instead of the S's.
Yeah, how bad would you have felt if you'd lashed out at your friend and said, hey, man.
Well, I feel better telling somebody else about it.
You know what? You're a man of varied musical taste. Journey, Gene Shepherd. That's, you've got some, quite a bit covered there musically.
My parents loved country music, so I inherited that from them, and I like rock and roll.
That's a good story, Jim. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for the call.
All right, bye.
Gene Shepherd. Most people would have no idea who Gene Shepherd. That, you're talking Ferlin Husky. I mean, you're talking old. Old country. All right, let's talk about pain and how nobody wants to be in it, and how there is a place that can help get you out of it, manage it. Relief. That's what they're in the business. They're in the business of physical therapy and pain management. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Associated Physicians Group, APG. This is an easy name to remember because APG, from the beginning, I just started thinking of it as All Pain Gone because that's their goal. And until you go there and you watch these people work and you meet them and you talk to them, you really can't get it. Can't understand how well trained they are and how good they are with people and how they do know that. Everybody, you know, look, everybody would like a quick fix. If you're in pain, you take a pill, it's gone, boom, that's the end of it. Or something's healed, it's fixed. It doesn't work that way most of the time. There's surgery involved. There's medication. But sometimes with the right therapy and pain management, that pain can go away. And you didn't have to go under the knife and you didn't have to be hooked on pain medication. That's what these people do. Under the direction of Dr. William Tom, they relieve pain, they restore mobility, and they renew hope. And it could be your knees, your neck, your back, your shoulder. It could be all manner of things. Any age, they have all people of all ages, young kids who get hurt in sports, and old people that fall down, and you name it. I would advise you to check out their website. You'll learn a lot about what they do and how they do it. They're in Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, and O'Fallon, Illinois. And in Creve Coeur, they offer the alternative to knee replacement. APGPain.com. 4 o'clock at the Big 515.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some in Congress say the White House is acknowledging they weren't kept in the loop about the prisoner exchange.